True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, I've never been so proud.
They're one of yours, Scott.
Well, they were crowned in my town. Yes, that is correct. Are they from Shawnee or just from the area? We'll find out soon enough.
It was Shawnee Days. I bet they're from Shawnee.
Well, no, lots of people come in for Shawnee Days.
Right. I do believe it was just because of the old Shawnee Days, yes.
Okay.
Headed to Coney Island.
And the results are in. Radim Dvoracek and Jocelyn Young are headed to Coney Island. They are the male and female hot dog eating qualifiers from the old Shawnee days. Okay. The 2-1 eating 29 and a half and 11 and a quarter dogs, respectively.
I would just like to say thank you for the Major League Eating Twitter page for keeping us updated all throughout the events.
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do without the MLE?
Tell me again, how many did they eat?
29 and a half and 11 and a quarter.
Okay.
So he's clearly a more advanced eater.
Much more advanced. And then, you know, when Joey Chestnut does the disgusting thing, and like, I can't even watch it, it makes me gag, but.
All stripe their visitors from abroad, celebrating the dream of independence once again on the corner of Surf and Stillwell.
Well, Matt Stoney off to an excellent start. Matt Suzuki and Matt Stoney right near the top. You see the early back and forth that Joey Chestnut already with six hot dogs and buns.
You've got to
Matt
watch
Stoney
this.
Won it in 2015.
No, I don't need to watch it.
Were tough that day. He was able to take advantage.
Nothing says 4th of July and I love America like that.
Didn't they say like Australia's legend or something? I mean, they gave him, they're one of the competitive eaters, the highest regard in their announcing.
So Stoney's name is Matt the Megatoad Stoney.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
By the way, Joey Chestnut's world record, would you like to guess?
Is it 75?
Dana, how many hot dogs would you like to eat in 10 minutes?
One, and probably not the whole thing.
83 dogs and buns.
Brady's the Joey of football. Matthew LeBlanc, of course, the Joey of friends.
He is truly.
But Joey Chestnut is the greatest ever. He is the joke. He is the Joeyest of all time.
He is the only man to ever consume 70 hot dogs and buns here at Nathan. He's done it now three times. They're waiting to see if he finishes it off and does it again.
It's painful to watch.
Do they have to aggressively say buns like that? Hot dogs and buns.
Buns! Which are, by the way, dipped in water, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have reached out to our friends over at the City of Shawnee to see if they can hook us up with our local winners.
Athletes.
Yes.
Radim
yes.
and Jocelyn.
Can I ask a serious question?
Yeah.
Do they have EMTs standing by who are proficient in, say, the Heimlich, and or a surgeon who's proficient in the emergency tracheotomy?
My guess would be yes and no.
I'm sure they would need a tracheotomy for hot dogs.
But I guarantee you they've got EMTs.
Certainly.
In case somebody chokes.
I mean, after the stories that we've heard about people dying as a result.
In all seriousness, my kids, when they were at KU, and I'm trying to remember which one of them, might have been number two. Anyway, they did some charity fun thing between groups at KU. Mm-hmm. And one of the things was a hot dog eating contest. And they were like, oh my God, it was so gross. And I was like, oh yeah, let's not do that. Let's not be doing that. So, like, let's just donate to the cause. I don't want you like, you know, and there are organizations now that will not sponsor the hot dog eating contest because of the liability of somebody choked.
So during this athletic competition, there are 17 seconds left.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, Joey Chestnut has downed 69 hot dogs. He's going for 70 in this one. His closest competitor is a guy last name Breeden. Keep in mind, Joey Chestnut's at 69. Breeden, the other athlete, is at 48. 17 seconds left to go.
Looking to become a four-time 70-dog consumer.
Unbelievable.
Nobody has done it better. Nobody has done it with greater consumption. Nobody's stomach has lasted as long as Joey's. It's a dirty dozen for Chestnut, number 12 at Nathan's.
Ladies and gentlemen of the world, look on his works, ye mighty, and despair.
So I figured it out. I figured out how Joey Chestnut does it.
I don't want to break this down.
He takes two hot dogs at the same time and shoves them into his mouth. And as he is slowly swallowing the two hot dogs, he then takes the two buns that they were in.
I'm uncomfortable.
And throws the two buns into his mouth after they've been soaking in water.
I hate to be the literal.
It's brilliant.
In the flesh.
Brilliant.
And in the blood example of the Debbie Downer. But I'm here to tell you once again, if you've learned anything from this program today, tell your kids not to bang on strangers' doors and then run because they're going to be shot. Yep. And also, you should not do what we're talking about here. And in fact, I think the local competition is run by a professional eating association because
sure.
The cities don't want anything. Like, they'll be like, woo, we're going to do this.
Days doesn't
want
it.
They don't want the liability. Like, it's all run through the organization that probably has the insurance and the EMTs. You would have to have EMTs standing by.
Do you want to hear Joey's post-game interview?
Okay, maybe I do. As long as there's no gagging.
He has surpassed the kings of Egypt. There is nothing in this earth that is not now a monument to this man. With 71 hot dogs and buns, 12 victories in Coney Island, the champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
He looks like he's in pain, like he just got done with a heavyweight fight.
Your stomach could...
All right, Joey, congratulations on your 12th belt and your fourth straight. But when you walked up to me, you were disappointed in your 71-dog effort. Why?
Oh, it's just, I was going for 75. I always love to get a new record. You look at everybody out here. They wanted a record, and they're out here standing in the heat. But we'll see. Yeah, hopefully next year I'll come back and I'll strategize and I'll figure out a way to do it.
You came out of the gates at an incredible pace, but started to slow around the fifth minute. What slowed you down?
Yeah, man. I came out fast, and then I slowed down faster than I would have liked. My pace. I tried to adjust. You need to try to chew more, make it easier on my throat to swallow them. But I was just slowing down. I don't know if it was the heat or what. Or just, I don't know. I can't
blame. The first 30 hot dogs slowed you down?
Okay.
He's going to work on a strategy.
I don't know if it was the heat or what. It had nothing to do with the first 30.
I still love the con. I love pushing myself on this stage, and I'll be back.
He was testing his limits. Okay. He's an athlete. Is he still out because he endorsed that vegan or whatever hot dog?
They have not announced whether or not he has been invited back for this year's competition.
They need to invite him back. It's not the same without him.
I don't think anybody watched last year.
I don't either.
Petersburg, that he wasn't going to be there.
I mean, when you don't have the goat.
Well, but really without him there, it actually becomes a competition.
True.
Because with him there, it's not.
It's a blowout.
Yeah, nobody's even going to get close to 83 dogs.
So if anybody can help us find Radim Dvoracek or Jocelyn Young, please help us out on the text line. We're trying to get in touch with them. I'd like to speak with one or both.
Right. I'd like to speak with them both and ask them, you know, the questions that our listeners want to know. Like, how sick were you after doing the thing that you did?
How do you train?
How many wigs were required for that boom boom?
That was a nine-wig boom boom.
9-wig boom boom.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So how much money would you pay for a little peace and quiet and no, not in this room? How much would you pay?
Well, define peace and quiet for me.
Quiet and peaceful.
But that means different things to different people. Like when I went out that one time in the country and we were in Manhattan and there was no noise pollution and you could see stars for miles and you couldn't hear cars. That's peace and quiet, but also you can be at home and turn off the radio and the TV.
And your phone.
And your phone, and that could be peace and quiet.
The average American would pay $2,521 for a day of peace and quiet, for a day of peace and quiet. By the way, you can get a week in Cancun for that. Parents would pay an additional $1,100. So parents would pay $3,600.
I feel like locking yourself in your car to achieve quiet is not exactly peaceful.
Meh.
That would be quiet, but it wouldn't be peaceful.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. This is according to a new survey of 2,000 Americans, 30% of which are parents, which explored the importance of quality time to recharge and the barriers to getting enough of it. Now, I would make this simple argument. Unless you're the parent of young children who need regular attention,
yeah,
your inability to get peace and quiet is on you.
I tend to agree.
You shouldn't even have to pay for it. I don't understand why you can't get peace and quiet. To Dana's point, turn off the TV. Turn off the radio, dare I say. Turn off your phone. And tell people, I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to get some peace and quiet. Results show the average respondent gets only 9.5 hours per month to themselves, with the biggest barriers being family obligations, work commitments, and financial constraints. 9 hours a month?
No.
That's 20 minutes a day.
Come on. If you have toddlers, there is no peace and quiet. That's just, those are the years of your life where you're kind of right in the middle of it. We, where were we over the weekend? There were kids running around and they were having a good time. They were like 7 and 8. And, you know, you get to our age, Scott, and you look at that and you just think,
you couldn't pay me.
I, you know, we did it and it was the most beautiful time in our lives to raise those children. But now that you get older, they turned out well. You see that again and you think, I would not be able to start over and do that again.
Well, like I told you.
We put in our time.
Like a couple months ago, the gal that is my trainer at the gym teaches the class. I should say teaches the class I go to. She's not a personal trainer. She's not a Sam, Stevie. Her daughter, who just had a baby, brought, about a year and a half ago, brought the kid in.
Yep.
Super cute.
Darling.
Oh, my goodness. But I remember I went over and said hello and to the little boy and and then I turned to a friend of mine in class, Jen, and I said, you couldn't pay me $1 million.
Yeah.
And Jen, who's has one daughter who just graduated from Nebraska, in fact, said, oh, no, you couldn't pay me.
Now, if someone said that to me when I was right in the thick of all of those things, I would probably be offended. What do you mean? Like,
they're adorable.
I think you have to get to the other side of it. And then you look back and you go, and I've had moms say this to me. How did we do that? And I go, I don't know. We did.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, you guys are sounding like a real AARP commercial.
No, right? I'm just saying it.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's why the definition of peace and quiet, it's hard to quantify that. Because for me, I have peace and quiet all the time.
So do I.
I love it. I
went for an hour-long walk this morning.
There's a meme going around, and it's a woman about my age, and she's sipping on a cocktail, and she's laying on a beach lounger. And you know how the eras to her, like what era are you in? Mm-hmm. And the meme just says, I'm in the I get to do whatever the blank I want era, and it's glorious.
Have you ever tried to take a walk without your phone?
No.
I would encourage you, because that's what I did this morning.
Uh-huh, just taking the nature.
Yep. I leave my phone behind every chance I
what
get.
What if someone tries to kidnap me? And then that one time, I'm like, yeah, because Scott told me not to take my phone.
What is your phone going to do to stop them from kidnapping you?
I've got that thing on the cyber. It goes, and emergency alerts everybody.
Oh, yeah. They'll find you real fast.
Yeah.
Because the kidnapper is going to make sure that you get to bring your phone with you.
I'm telling you, the first thing I do in a parking garage now, forget the mace, ladies. You set up that emergency SOS on your cell phone because the cell phone's in your hand. The mace, you're like, I'm sorry, rapey. Can you just give me a minute? I'm going to dig here in my bag.
Right.
My mace is here somewhere. I'm not sure how it sprays when I use it because I've never tested it. Get that five little thing on the side of your, you just goes, bup, 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 bup.
Well, but the mace is going to give you a fighting chance. The SOS, they still have to come find you.
If you have it in your hand and out and ready to spray, 100%, but most women don't. When I had mace, it was just in the bottom of my bag.
Well, then what's the point?
Exactly.
Your phone
is in your hand and it updates your GPS.
But you could resolve that by just getting out the mace, having it ready to go. Maybe test it so you know which direction it sprays.
Not on yourself. On your least favorite kid.
Samuel. I'm telling you, it's very rare that I would be in a parking lot today? By myself. But it happened about a month ago. And it was during the day, but I don't care. Yeah. I happened to be downtown. Doesn't matter. And I was walking and I was by myself in a parking garage. Broad daylight. But parking garage is dark. And I had that phone in my hand and I was holding it up like the encore at a concert.
Like the Statue of Liberty.
Because I want everyone to see.
Flame.
I have got my thumb on the emergency button. You get away from me,
weirdos. And all
weirdos.
They saw was a crazy lady walking across the parking lot. From the text line.
Did I get kidnapped? No.
If you cannot get peace and quiet because you have toddlers, that's also on you.
That's true.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, this said for a day of peace and quiet, not an hour of peace and quiet, a day. Also, they would pay $339.80 on average for an extra hour of sleep. Huh. Okay.
Now that I would pay for.
You would pay for an extra hour of sleep?
I never sleep enough.
Why not?
I'm so sorry about that, Sam, because I have friends who fight that battle and have tried everything, and that is the one thing I would not handle well.
Well, even if like I have... the time to sleep in. I mean, I choose to get up early. I can always sleep in thanks to the wonderful hours that I work. But, you know, I do my day backwards where I run errands in the morning and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But even when I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sleep in tomorrow, I turn all my alarms off and the sun comes up and so do I.
Do you get squirrel in the cage?
What do you mean?
You wake up and then your brain just starts going a mile a minute. You're thinking about everything you have to do.
Yep.
You start to worry about things.
And then I start beating myself up for being lazy, for still laying in bed.
Mm. Been there, done that.
I get up and start going.
I just roll on back over with a smile on my face. Am I right?
But, I mean, so to the texter about toddlers and, you know, if you can't get some peace and quiet, that's on you. If you have toddlers, you're not getting a day of peace and quiet. And quite frankly, I don't mind a little bit of peace and quiet. My mornings are pretty peaceful, pretty quiet. But a whole day of peace and quiet, dare I say, sounds boring to me.
Oh, I have to have something to do.
That sounds like a wasted day. If all you're doing is just doing peace and quiet things. We are keeping an eye on Los Angeles. I don't know what's going on here, but a number of people in
a lot of marching
uniforms are marching down the street toward a relatively small crowd. Maybe 100 people who have parked themselves on a crosswalk across a downtown street in Los Angeles.
They seem to continue to train their cameras on the smaller crowds. I'm not.
Yeah, and there are two different crowds that we're aware of. One with about 300 people, and they're marching down a street. And then there's this smaller crowd of 100 or less that are just hanging out on a crosswalk in downtown Los Angeles. And it's not even a highway. It's just, think like 14th Street in downtown Kansas City. It's not a busy, well, I'm sure it's busy if they weren't there, but we'll continue to monitor. If something happens, if we have some issues, we will go to either ABC News or CNN as it warrants. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As I mentioned before the break, we continue to monitor everything going on in Los Angeles. The president earlier today suggesting that perhaps the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, should be arrested. He has responded to that. Gavin Newsom says, and I quote, "Arrest me. For what?" So we will continue to monitor what's going on in California. A story here from the Associated Press. A federal judge signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports on Friday, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month, as the multi-billion dollar industry sheds what was left of its amateur model. Comes nearly 5 years after Arizona State swimmer Grant House sued the NCAA and its five biggest conferences to lift restrictions on revenue sharing. So now we're not even bothering with name, image, likeness. Nope. And you can make whatever you're going to make, but you know, you got to sell T-shirts or sign autographs or do whatever. Now we're just going to have...
just going to pay.
And I'm okay with it as long as there are some restrictions. The universities are just going to start paying the athletes as if they are employees.
Okay. Did you see that our Topeka High graduate that just rocked it in the College Softball World Series? They did lose in the finals.
Didn't rock it enough, yeah.
They have already offered her another $1 million NIL deal to stay her senior year. She was just a junior.
And she was good.
We were going to try. And try, and we're still trying. Now that things have died down and that part of the season is over, we are going to try to have her high school softball coach on the program.
Is it true that she's from Topeka, as you mentioned?
Yeah, she plays for Tech.
She was courted by KU, but Tech was able to pay her more?
I think, and I believe Tech lured her away, Sam, if I'm not mistaken, from Stanford.
With the million dollar
NIL deal.
But with this profit sharing,
it's incredible.
How are they going to do this? Because we have Title IX rules. And so if you're on a male sport, you play football and basketball, you get money. Cool. Sorry, soccer, rowing, track, anything else. But now you have to find an equivalent on the female side to make up for those dollars.
Do you?
If we're going to listen to Title IX, you cannot provide more for the men than you do to the women.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily true. My understanding with Title IX was if you have a male sport, you have to have a female sport. And they obviously don't have to be the same. There aren't any female football teams at major conferences.
No, but the dollars have to be equal, correct?
I don't think that's right, because just running a football team would be inherently more expensive than, say, running a softball team. Or now, if we're talking about the baseball team versus the softball team at a major university, and you're going to make the argument that, you know, roughly the same amount of money has to be spent on those two teams, that's fine. But when you're talking about a college football team, you're talking in some schools more than 100 athletes, because they end up having to double up on numbers sometimes.
Right.
So, you know, like a freshman will wear the same number as a senior because the freshman's never going on the field. But there's no way you can equalize the amount of money that you spend on a football program. It's just going to be bigger.
But if you're going to offer $150,000 in scholarships to the football program, which we know it's more than that,
yeah.
I do believe Title IX states you then have to offer $150,000 in scholarships,
right,
to a female sport or across female sports.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up, because, I mean, the football team, not to keep going back to this dead horse, but the football team would basically wipe out
all of it because they have so many people.
Because there's so many players on a college football team. And now with the portal, I mean, they're just interchangeable almost. But my point is, I don't have a problem with universities paying their athletes. But there has to be a cap somewhere along the way. You have to say, because otherwise, you know, these super rich universities that just have just gobs and gobs of money are going to say, Dana, I want you to come play softball for me.
That's the problem.
We'll pay you $3 million. You know, I know that North Dakota State offered you $1 million. We'll give you $3 million to come out here and play for Stanford.
I think that's the problem. This is the new Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any way to appropriately equalize it.
Mm-hmm.
But look at this. They spent $1 million to give her an NIL deal to lure her away from Stanford. KU couldn't afford it, okay? Okay. How many people regionally tuned in to watch the College World Series because she was pitching? Because I did. Let me tell you the last time I watched a softball College World Series.
Was it next to never?
Maybe like with my family when I was playing growing up. But like this was exciting to me. And not just because of the Texas Tech connection. You guys saw the Mahomes were in the audience. Patrick Mahomes Foundation gifted the program with all new uniforms, gear, Adidas shoes. Mahomes gave them an entire new set of stuff. But I watched it and enjoyed watching it. By the way, it only goes to 7 innings. Fun fact.
Thank you.
Failure to provide equal athletic opportunity is listed as one of the direct violations or examples of discrimination under Title IX.
Define opportunity.
This is a true story. After the game was over and I didn't realize it, I said, okay, time to get those bats going. Let's go.
Oh.
And Johnny looked at me and said, what bats?
Game over.
Only goes to 7 innings. Fun fact.
Who knew?
Thought they had 2 more innings to pull it out.
Huh.
I also like that they wear the headgear.
When you saw the other team jumping up and down and celebrating.
Well, it was an exciting
play. Was like the 7th inning
play
stretch.
And, you know, let's go. Let's get this game going.
Yes, it is only 7 innings.
Wow.
They still have 2 more innings. They can come back.
There's still time.
Why is that other team so excited to be done with the 7th inning? Honey, I don't get it.
Now the coach is out of the dugout, and he's celebrating, too.
They stormed the field. There's 2 innings left.
Okay. Anyway, what this means for the future of college sports, I have no idea. But I honestly believe they have opened up a can of worms that we haven't even begun to understand yet.
I don't even think the schools understand it yet, Scott.
They don't. And
there will be lawsuits, and the schools are going to go, look, this is new for everybody.
If I was going to fix college sports in 2 steps, it would be a cap on what, not on what you can pay a player, but what you can pay a team total, right? So you need to use your money wisely. This is the best quarterback in the entire country. We're going to use a lot more money, but then we're only going to be able to pay our other players a little bit less.
Yeah.
Right? And then we've got to put a limit on this portal.
Well, so teams like Baylor don't wake up one day and they've lost their entire basketball roster.
Right.
You guys, not 1 or 2 starters, not all of the coming back senior.
Team's
the
gone.
The entire roster was gone. And then after that, like 2 weeks later, Sam, there was another team.
KU.
Well, KU lost a lot. They didn't lose every single player the way some of the schools did.
Lost every starter.
If somebody can give a better explanation of Title IX, I would love that because I'm just reading off of it here and it's very vague and it's probably vague for a reason.
That's right.
I'm reading directly from the Title IX text.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, but a judge has cleared the way as of Friday for universities to pay directly to their, I'm not even going to say student, to their athletes.
Yes.
They're not student athletes anymore. They're professionals.
They're not hot dog eaters.
Well, that's a real athlete. 913-586-7798. That's also the text line if that is your preference. Hey, don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com. Let's go to Tim in Kansas City. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
I really think it's going to make it better because now they know what they're going to pay them and they can actually do a contract and it can be a multi-year contract and it can keep them from jumping schools as much.
That's not a half bad idea.
Then, Tim, once you make your decision, you're stuck with your decision for a while.
Well, I think so. I'm speculating. I mean, I don't know for sure, but it appears to me that's what's going to happen. And like I said, then they got to stay. And on the Title IX thing, it doesn't have to be equal in money spent. It's equal in opportunities to play.
Yeah, and the word opportunity is tough to define. You have to provide equal opportunity.
Textline is saying that is more about spaces on the team. So if you have 104 people on a football team, you need to make up 104 spots in female sports. But how that does not translate to dollars, I don't know
how that math even adds up. Yeah. Like, keep in mind, KU no longer has swim and dive. And I do believe that was a casualty of some of those rules. Because I always see people saying, bring back swim.
Huh.
Because for every sport that you favor, another sport suffers because of that math, right?
Well, at most universities, the only two programs that actually make a profit are football and men's basketball. Now, at some schools, like Iowa, Tennessee, UConn, the women's basketball team does make a profit. South Carolina,
yeah,
does make a profit, but it's rare. Most sports in college are money losers, which I've never understood why a university then would offer sports, you know, that cost them money.
Well, and what happened to going to school?
Sam, that ship has sailed.
But Sam,
I mean, I've long said we might as well just throw the school aspect out of it. If they want to go to school, allow them to, but don't make them. By the way, you remember the story of the Tennessee quarterback?
Yeah.
Nico Iamaleava, or Iamaleava. He tried to get $4 million out of the NIL program at Tennessee. They said no. So he jumped to UCLA because they were offering him $4 million. There's no contract binding that $4 million. You want to know what Nico didn't get?
$4 million?
$4 million.
Huh.
He left behind 2.4 in Tennessee.
Well, and that would be the deal. If they ended up going to some sort of a contract, legal contract, there would have to be a penalty in it. So, you know,
you can't just walk. It's a legally binding contract.
You sign with KU basketball, for example. The only way, you know, we're going to make it a four-year contract. We're going to pay you X number of dollars per year. The only way you can get out of this contract is either to pay a penalty. You know, if you want to transfer, you're not getting enough play in time. Mm-hmm. You and Bill Self don't get along. You don't like Jock Vaughn, whatever. You have to pay back.
Everyone likes Jock Vaughn.
Right, I know. You have to pay us $2 million to get out of this contract. And then you can go somewhere else. Or you go pro.
Okay.
So if you leave for the NBA, you're automatically out of your contract. Because, you know, somebody like I'll just use Paul Pierce, for example. Probably intended he was going to be at KU for all 4 years, but he left after his third. And so if you're good enough to go pro and be an all-star, play for the Boston Celtics, you can get out of your contract. No problem.
And they would be able to get out of their contract either way because the NBA would buy it out. If you're that good, you're not going to be paying your legal fees. The NBA will say, right, we're going to take you and we'll handle the legal mess that you're leaving behind at university.
The text line is very offended, Dana. Apparently KU still has a girls' swim team.
I meant boys. Pardon me.
And they have a girls' soccer team that is recognized by the university. The men's soccer team is a club sport at KU.
From the text line, so many kids lost in this deal. I would assume they're referencing the kids who don't play for the football team, the basketball team.
Yeah.
In some cases, probably the baseball team.
Well, and let's be fair here. This ruling just says that universities can pay their athletes. No offense to KU crew, rowing. If you're on the KU crew, you're probably not getting paid.
Probably not, with some exceptions.
If you're on the KU baseball team, for example.
They're on fire. That is a bad example.
No, hear me out. If you're in the starting nine, you're probably going to make a little bit of bank.
Okay.
But if you're the freshman that walked on, nobody ever heard of you, you're probably not getting paid. So that's the way I think that's going to work out. Sam, can I ask a question? I saw something on Friday that, and you make no secret, you work at a Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Is it common for people to sit in their cars during the lunch hour?
Oh, yes.
In the parking lot?
It goes back to peace and quiet.
Okay.
All the time.
You get away from work for an hour. You can grab a diet soda. You sit under the shade in one of the parking spots.
Got to have a corn dog.
It's busy during the lunch hour, and that's why.
So I swung by a Quick Trip during the lunch. Normally, if I swing by Quick Trip, it's in the morning, and I'm going to get a little Gatorade for later in the day or whatever. I pulled into a Quick Trip on Shawnee Mission Parkway Friday afternoon at about, 12:30.
Oh, yeah.
And it was packed.
And all of the lawn and landscape workers are there, too.
Oh, sure. And it was packed. And there was like one spot, and it was away from the building. And I pulled in, and I looked over, and there were probably six cars to my left. Every single one had somebody sitting in their car eating a hot dog or a piece
roller
of pizza.
Roller food? I don't have a lot of time.
Roller food.
Got to have some roller food.
All six cars had somebody sitting in them.
By the way, that new jalapeno popper taquito.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, this
outstanding.
This ain't Sonic.
No, they definitely do it. It's the best when you're trying to power wash the parking lot.
I have not. By the way, I need to borrow a power washer too, Sam. I have not.
Well, I don't own it. QT does.
I'll give it right back.
Yeah.
I have not
steal it real quick.
Been back to a convenience store since our trip down to Southern Missouri.
Okay.
But if I were to go, I have been thinking about the scratcher ticket and I want another one.
You've been itching.
I have been itching. And do you know what brought it all up? I opened my trunk.
Addiction?
No, yes, I opened my trunk yesterday and was moving things around, and the original Jaws scratcher ticket was kind of crumpled up in my trunk, and I was like, "That's where that thing went." 50th anniversary of Jaws is coming up.
Flying off the show.
Cannot wait. I know it. That's what the woman told me. I might have to go after work and get another one. Just one. I just want one.
100 bets off.
It is so much fun.
You and I thought of the same line at the same time.
NCPgambling.org. 1-800-GAMBLER.
You want me to dial 1-800-BETS-OFF for you right now?
Yeah. No, I'm good. Because it's only $5 and I've only done it twice. That's $10.
Yeah, but you're itching.
When I saw it in my trunk, I thought, ooh, are we sure I didn't win? Like, I checked the numbers again.
You need to scratcher it.
Mm. You know when you really have a problem?
Scratcher that itch.
This is my mom. She used to have like actual tools that you could buy online to scratch them. And I'm like, Mom, use a dime.
Yeah, or a quarter.
No, she purchased a scratcher tool.
That's bad.
It's bad. She's got a problem.
I got to bet that within a month, Dana's going to have a lottery booklet in her car.
All right. I got to bet within a month, I won $100,000. And I'm going to laugh all the way to the bank.
You're going to win $100,000 in the next month.
That's what they're giving away on that Jaws game. And I'm obsessed with it.
And you think that there's a ticket with your name on it?
Yeah. You know what I'm going to buy with it? A bigger boat.
Okay.
How many tickets do you think you're going to buy to get to that $100,000?
Probably 100,000.
Okay, perfect.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.